Blog Talk Radio.
Cookie Monster is turning up. Toucan, I can't hear it from my door. Shay, get Toucan for me because I can't hear it from my headphones. See if you can hear from your headphones. I can hear from my headphones.
Hear what? Music?
Yeah. It's not on my door.
No, I'm just
playing
on it.
Yeah. Yeah, put her in tonight. Yeah. You can. Hey.
Honest.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm in it. Oh, yes. Wait a minute. No, that's not my mic. There we go. I'm like, hold up. I hear you say something, Rock.
Yeah, that's me.
There you go. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Shout out to that new record we just checked out. Rock, what's good? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Official Rock in the building. Shout out to everybody checking us out. You know what I mean? Definitely here to show love and, you know, present new artists. And who's your homie? Yeah, you grab the headphones. You sitting in the chair. You gotta get in with it.
It's my brother, Nas 300.
What's good, Nas? I fucked with Nas. Fuck Jay-Z. Sell out. Say, no, I'm joking. He can do it. Jay-Z, you can sell it out every show. Anything you want to do. You know what I'm saying? Certain things. You gotta let people do what they do. But official. What's good, Nas? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
So what's up?
You from South Philly too?
North, down.
Up north or down north? Dude, which one you do? Which one do you say?
The heart of north.
You say the heart of north, okay. Uh-huh. But no, we say I'm down north. I'm up South Philly, what's good? So you up South Philly, you down South Philly?
Yeah.
You up South Philly?
I'm down South Philly.
You down South Philly, okay.
Down South Philly.
Yeah, what's good? So it's a lot. What's up? You know what I mean? We're definitely here to show you some love as well as check out your music. And you know what I mean? You're going to be a part of our The Bedroom in the Streets concert. That's September 9th, Voltage Lounge.
It's
going to be real official. Shout out to Enos, King of Battle Rap, who's going to be hosting the joint.
That's going to be crazy.
I like how you said that. Crazy. I like it.
Shout
my girl,
out
the Juice.
KP for that too. Shout out to
KP. Shout out to KP. Juice E is going to be hosting with me. It's going to be real official. I got a little secrets to drop and shit. We're going to have some fun. Because The Bedroom in the Streets, I feel like you want to get the hard music, the soft music. And I got my girl, Miss Davenport. She's going to bring that shit too. Looking crazy. I told her to wear something crazy. Great word phrase. But tell us about that record that we just now heard. Can we get it on iTunes? Is it everywhere?
It's out on all platforms. I got all my music out on all platforms. Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, SoundCloud, YouTube. It's everywhere.
That's dope.
And I got a lot of videos coming up too soon.
Okay, you can turn on the air. How would it get hot that fast?
Yeah, it's definitely hot.
Oh, we got it. We'll fix it in like a second. But no, I'm here to get to know you as well as welcome you to the family, welcome you to the team, because even with your look, told me from you were born in Jordan, so that's
yeah.
your origins, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody can see where the good hair is from, you know what I mean? where were you born, Nas? That good hair. He got some good hair too, ladies. That's called Nat. I like it a lot. But that's what's up, though. But do you guys have any music collaborators that you work on?
Definitely, yeah.
Do I have it?
I don't have it.
Why
you
not?
Want to send it to you?
Of course I want you to send it to me. I need exclusive music, too. So is this stuff available on all platforms as well?
Yes.
Okay. That's lit. Like, you guys are professional. They're ready to show off and do their thing.
Cool.
And at the end of the day, Monday, September 9th, not next Monday, next Monday, hopefully you guys are all at the Caribbean Festival in Brooklyn, turning up, doing our thing, beautiful, beautiful brown skin all over the place. I can't wait to go there. Check it out. You ever go one year? Caribbean Festival in New York?
No, I've never been to that.
Labor Day, New York is lit, you know what I mean? You need that. It's like hard, like Black Carnival.
I'll be way too busy working, so I don't believe you.
Even on Labor Day?
I work every day. Every day is about getting money.
Every day? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But you take a half day, because it's a daytime day.
I mean, I do take breaks here and there, but it ain't a lot.
No. I'm going up there with the promo, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling everybody, come to Philly, just come check everybody out, you know what I mean? Come to the show. Will be major. Which I know we talk about stopping violence, stop selling drugs, like, please, like, crazy out here. Like, stop doing drugs. Like, we need a whole bunch of people. Like, you know what I mean? Stop taking all these crazy risks, you know what I mean? You take some fun risks, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Travel a new place, you know what I mean? Experience some new food, meet a new person that,
you
know what I'm saying?
Y'all
want to
do what y'all
want to
do.
What does that mean?
That means what I'm saying.
We're going to leave that ominous. Let that go right there. I'm fine. I'm with it. But I like your music. Do you? Being as though that you have, you know what I mean? This tall stature, these looks. I know the ladies are crazy for you. Do you have some music for the ladies? Like,
actually,
can we expect some of that?
Yeah, I got a song out right now, actually. It's on all Black Rooms as well. It's called Ride or Die.
Ride or Die.
Yeah. Me and my brother here. My ex-husband is here. Me and him dropped that joint out on all Black Rooms. I don't think I got the MP3, though, so I can't really finish. But
I can take a wig.
People can check it out. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll go on my Spotify later.
Yeah,
I was streaming you on Spotify anyway, so I don't know if I was just, if I already heard it or not. You know what I mean? Because what's the name of your album that's on here?
That was Rise to the Grind. That was an EP that I dropped. And
okay.
I got songs on it. One of them was a freestyle.
Oh,
yeah, four songs. My Bad Focus on there. I got Striving on there.
I got Striving.
Yeah. I got Flip It on there. Flip It on page.
Now, I also want to get some bars from you today. So you just let me know what beat I could look up on YouTube.
Whatever beat you want. Let me hear the beats that you got.
YouTube has every beat in the world. You could just say, like, I want to do
this
one of 50 Cent joins, one of Jay-Z joins,
yeah.
one of Jada Kids joins. Did it surprise you?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Cool Breeze,
Watch for the Hook. All right, I'll look that up. I'll look that up. I'll mind, cause I do some tricky shit and bring out some Baby Shark and shit. Like, let me hear you fuck this joint up. Let's give you a little challenge. You know what I mean? Let's challenge him a little bit. See if you can bring out some skills. I remember one time I told a boy to sing that ABCs and make it sexy. You know what I'm saying? So don't tell me to surprise you. You better be ready. You gotta show off your talent. You know what I mean? Shout out to Wildish Wild the Building. What's in that box?
Oh, you know what's in the box?
Oh, see now. That's Philly's Pop Princess. You know what I mean? If you partake. Oh, sneakers. Oh, yeah, she definitely make them a higher made leather joint. Michelle, they might call them. So, that's way lit. I can't wait to find out even how to start with music. Was it like Philly thing? Were you inspired by some Philly music or outside of the city?
Honestly, I always loved music, so like it was always around me growing up. So, like, even when I was in like grade school, all my friends, you know, at the table, would be playing around the shit. Somebody would make a beat at the table, and we'd all just go around the table rapping and shit, just be around with them. But I didn't really take it serious until I actually got to the school with my brother Nas. Then I seen that. And shit, tie it up. So my brother Nas was like, "Yo, bro, you should hop in the school with me." Yeah, he's like, "Yeah, this is my friend. Okay, let's see what you got."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "All right, bet." So we're going, I'm doing the school, I'm doing the group, all right?
Oh, lit. So you got him started now. So how long have you been at it? Were y'all in the same school or?
We went to high school. Yeah, high school. Wow. 4 years, 5 years. Sometimes it's just serious, like 3 years ago. Because I had a whole nigga really rock music.
Down north. The heart of north from him. Everybody say their own thing, you know what I mean? Depending on where you're from in Philly or whatever. So shout out to everybody that's doing their thing in Philly. I feel like it's definitely too much talent here, and it's great when you get to introduce talent outlets. You know what I mean? Different performance venues and stuff like that. Have you ever performed down Wilson before?
No, I haven't. I actually performed, I performed down Southwest.
At Mill Creek?
I'm not really sure what the place is for. I'm just South, I'm real South Philly, so I know South Philly like the back of my
head. I don't know.
Any other place?
I know how it is. You know where that place that was? Okay. The TLO is North Philly.
Yeah.
I like the TLO. That's lit. Make your move, do your thing, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you're fucking talented. Now, when I looked at you and then I heard you, I'm like, wow. So are you finding people who like getting that disconnect because they like, hold up, I'm expecting a little more Jordan from, you know what I mean, South Philly. Right, like
not necessarily. I grew up here.
Okay.
You know, I grew up in South Philly, so it's like everything I've been around, everything I grew up around, it's revolved in South Philly. Don't revolve in overseas just as I was.
Okay.
Yeah, I came here when I was 3 months old, so.
You Philly, love Philly.
Yeah.
I had to say it because at the end of the day. You want to represent your culture as well
as
bring it into Philly. Because I was going to say, like, even when it comes to music, like, when a producer is sampling beats, they take sounds from all over the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And my producer did that, yeah.
Okay, that's what. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because I was going to say, like, are you, you know, paying homage to your culture, bringing some, you know what I mean?
Of course. That
little, that's what's up. That's lit.
I'm going to look out for my hood, too.
You better look out for all of us. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like at the end of the day, you have to stand out. You know what I mean? And then you have that look aspect already. So, glad you're on the team. We're going to, promote and get a chance to have more fun with you because I would like for everybody to get to know you because I didn't even know what's going on. I'm like, oh, the TLO, I could have been there. You know what I mean? I know where that joint is. You know what I'm saying? Definitely we're going to be in the building for Voltage as well as other things and really find out how we're going to close it off the summer. I'm going to take another music break, play Striving, you know what I'm saying? Tell me about this record.
Striving?
Oh, Striving. Yeah, Striving.
Yeah. I'm really just talking about going to get my family and my niggas in a better situation, a better position. I want to be able to put all my niggas in situation being right.
Yeah. Then we're going to go to that Doing Well and DMX. We're going to have some fun. Philly Shine Radio. Fly with a push. Let's have some fun. Let's see them sneakers. Let me see them drawers. Oh, she put them on her drawer. Yeah. I just tried it out.
So we will have DVD pop.
Huh?
Sit right here.
Okay.
Yes. Did I get you my email?
No.
Email address? No, I'm talking to Rock.
No, what is it?
I'll require an email, just like my name.
Yeah, you can move it.
Okay. So a lot of people in school, like a lot of teachers used to come.
And then my man just kept calling me Rock, so I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna go with it.
They always don't pronounce Rahman as shit. So do you speak Arabic?
Yes, I do. I speak it.
Okay.
That's why I said a different language.
Look. We gotta get the little, like how they said, break a comb.
Oh, no, I don't think I'm gonna.
You're not gonna make a
move?
Come on. Arabic rolls off the tongue.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it, honestly.
You put it together a little bit.
I might have one of my
hands. Maybe it'll be a collaboration. I don't think, we don't have to do a whole thing, though. You can do like a little broken. Kind of how Cardi B, she put a little Spanish in it and then a little
maybe.
English, whatever.
English.
English. Yeah, Arabic. Well, that's lit. And while I was actually talking about an event on Labor Day as well, even though I'm going to the Caribbean Festival, but we could be back. We could be back.
Well, the event starts at 9 o'clock. It's 2:30 back to back. So we are on the 31st.
I like rooftop.
Yes, and
rooftop is lit.
If any of you went to the rooftop block party or saw any of the highlights that I have on my Instagram, the rooftop block party, just know that level of energy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be that level.
You hear her voice, right?
You can't
miss it. It's interesting to look at Rock's face. He's like, wait a minute, rooftop. I'm there.
Yeah.
And what can I eat though? Cause they better have some regular stuff in there. Okay. Cause I ain't ready for all of that. Is that better? No.
I
just started. I'm cracking up. Oh my god. No.
But
more THC than CBD.
I
would. Do you partake in the THC? Yeah, me and Rock gonna be sitting on the sideline like drinking water.
But just remember this. Some people you got to leave at home,
oh, yeah,
you know
no,
what I mean?
I know, I already,
you got to leave some people at
that,
home.
I already had that talk.
All right, cool. We ain't going. We don't have to. We don't have to be descriptive of who needs to stay home, but you know who needs to stay home, right?
They know.
They know. They know. Like, you can't take me nowhere. You know what's going to happen. Y'all know what's going to happen. All right, cool. Yeah, I had to ask that question. That's an important question. That was like a business joint as well as you know for the fans to let everybody know who you are, because when it comes to entertainment, the entertainment business. The more professional you are, the further you go. Like a lot of people, like you know what I mean, they make it seem like, oh yeah, money is important. You know what I mean? Money is important. But professionalism makes you say, oh, I work with him once. I want to work with him over and over again. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I love your humbleness. I wasn't expecting it. I like cocky people too, but when I get the vibe of a humble person, that's the move.
I'm humble, but I'm also hungry. So like, I don't like.
No. Your music already speaks for itself. I feel like put you on the stage, let you know what's good, you know what I mean? Right now, humble is great for our interviews. I mean, humble is great. But we do want to see you show off. So when I put these beats on, I want to see that hunger, you know what I mean? And what'd you say the beat is? Cool Breeze? What is it?
Once for the Hook.
Do I watch the hook? We could take something written. We could take whatever. I'm all in for it all. We all in. We here to get to know you back and forth. You know what I'm saying? And while I got you behind the mic too, I was showing off your sneakers on my Instagram booth. I don't wear a size 11 though. I'm a 10, or like 10 in women, or is it a men's cut for your sneakers? Okay, so it's separate. Okay.
So it is called the, you know, that pretty much everything. So the name of the shoe is
So your very first sneaker. What made you pick out the color, the purple?
Oh, so all of the sneakers for the design are inspired by different strange foods. So this is actually a strain.
What strain is this?
It was like purple punch.
Okay. Purple punch.
But like those are all the colors. So
these are, as you can see, handmade shoes, right?
Yes, handmade, plain leather, and suede. There's a guy, Giuseppe, that, you know, looks it up. It takes about, like,
Giuseppe.
It was you that ordered them. So far, there's brilliant people all over in Europe. Shout out to all of them. Spain, and just, gosh, all my Europe, Canada fans out there.
Yes, shout out to you, baby. That's what's
up. I appreciate y'all, because y'all and my mama are the ones buying the shoes.
I get a lot of Germany on Philly Sean Radio, so you know,
yes,
I know how it
yes.
is.
You
want
to make
a lot
crazy. So
when I was crazy,
my mom called me a few days ago because apparently I
got a check.
So we sent
my shit
out to
Germany. Get that money.
I was like,
Germany likes that Philly swing. You know what I mean? That's what's up. Shout out to Germany putting up shit. Now, that actually leads us to the next record I'm about to play from New Rock before we let you, you know what I mean, go in and do your show your hunger. You know what I mean? Is your record foreign? Now, do you travel? Like, have you traveled over the world? Where are some of the places you've been?
Like,
when
I was younger,
no, it's okay.
When I was younger, I had traveled to Jordan. I went there a few times, but I was like 7.
Okay.
One trip, another trip.
Okay. That's cool.
It was real fun.
That's your cousin. You might need to hook me up with one of your cousins. Oh. And I'm joking. They dumb. I like you. We'll talk about it. Don't hit me, please don't hit me up. I like to be single. Leave me alone. Please don't even think that I want any of that. Any of that. It's got to be a little more special. But goes in the forest. What are you looking at? What is that? What does that look mean? What does that look mean? I'm no shade. I'm single. I might.
Be cracking up.
I might just take on the situation, but.
You
know I'm single. Jesus Christ. What in the world? All right, we'll talk after the show. I don't even know what that looks like. We're going to get into this joint. These beat playing.
Yeah.
He just cooking. Like I said, like you when I heard this song, I was like, oh my goodness.
You can see how I progressed.
Yes, it's calling. Who's this? Who's this? Oh, I'm doing a show right now. I'm gonna hit you up after the show. But so this is the earlier song you made. But yeah, I just like the melody of this joint.
Oh my God, that's amazing. It's going perfectly.
What beat you want?
I can go after them.
Okay. I'm gonna come right back. We'll come right back because that was hot. That was hot. Cause I had to play that song, and then we gotta tell everybody how they can get your sneakers, sis. Then we gonna get into these bars.
So. Birthday.
But that's fucked up, though. But that's real.
I expect someone to spend a whole bunch of money. I expect, honestly, my perfect first date is like walking around somewhere and like looking at people and like chat and talk to someone.
I need excitement. But no, depend on what movie it is. Like if it's John Wick 3, that was a great date. I actually paid for that. John Wick 3, I bought the movie tickets and we was in there like, oh shit, that's nuts. Oh my God, did you see that? You ain't see John Wick 3 yet? I think John Wick came out 4 years ago, the first one. The first one was lit. But that's what's up. I like that question.
I like the first one.
The second one wasn't that good. Did you see the third one? Third one was lit. The second one was too story-ish. Like, I didn't like it was all this story-ish.
But they give you all the background. That's usually what they do with movies and shit like that. They give you the first one.
Like I thought the story was good, but I was expecting more of what I saw in three. Three was crazy. Like I would love to, but I'm gonna just shut up. Cause can't talk like that. Not saying stop the song. But I love that movie. I would love to make a parody of it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna need some real like stunt people to help me out. But and then the male question is for you, Rock. Would you pay $40 for sex?
That's the question that I was like.
Yeah, because like $40, that's scary, right?
For $40.
But you know what? When I asked the question last week when I did the show,
she paid $40.
Please. I say, wait, shut up. Don't say that.
Trick question.
That is a trick question. Tricking is bad. But my homie from California, when he called in, he was like, maybe she likes you. She looking out. I'm like, what the hell? Maybe she got a bill. I said, where is my $40 bill at? I would love to have a bill be $40. Which bill is that? Like, bills be three digits over here. Like, come on, y'all. Like, come on, help me out. But I don't advise it. I feel like safe sex and love is a game. I like that you ask that question like that. That shows you integrity, so integrity. Shout out to Official Rock in the Building. Now, the Instagram is official underscore ROK 18. Mark, what does the 18 mean? Or is it just. Wait, everybody. Don't go over people's head now.
18 is my block. I got big girls that all this love on their booty.
That's what I was gonna ask you, like some shout out. So that's right on time. Give a shout out to your people, because it seems like it's quite crazy. Like, I think I know him. He's from Northeast or whatever, right? Hope it's the same. We'll see. Sometimes people be having the same names and shit, though. But it's all love. That's what's up. We won't get into your record Rock again. Definitely go. And then we're about to put Nas 2300 back in the hot seat. I said y'all ready for this. You know what I mean? I hear some bars, Philly Shine Radio. I on a Tuesday, official bot.
That.
Can I hear that beat? Can you hear that beat?
You have to pull up on your phone.
Give it. Ow. Everybody to him. All right, all right. Listen, y'all better get on that joint. That's good music, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's sending music on Philly Channel Radio. I had to stand up for this part of the show. We're going to get some bars going. Y'all make sure y'all check out my girl Chantel Marie. She's doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? That's that. Motherfucking Venom, Galaxy, you know what I'm saying? Doing the thing. Of course, we had to bring back that DMX, Sean King. Good music over there. Good music over there. You know what I mean? Shout out to Official Rock in the building. And we just put Nas back up in this hot seat. Nas, 2300. Heart of North. You know what I'm saying? I got that right this time. Heart of North. Okay. R3, okay. R3 banger got me some new snitch. Cleaner version. I don't want no damn cleaner version. Oh, cleaned up like, okay, okay. Only R3 could interrupt me during the show. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else had to choke them. What the fuck did you do? I'm on a show, goddammit. I'm on a goddamn, my EA voice. Oh, man. This, even for you to say this beat, that's real Philly fuzz. You know what I'm saying? Right. And this is real, real hunger. This beat is hunger. How many times am I going to bring it back before I let y'all go in? I don't know, but I'm still talking. Because this is lit. You know what I mean? I'm standing up for this shit. I was like, oh, yeah, I know what beat this is.
Right.
I know exactly what you was talking about. But I'm going to let you go in. Rock you first. What's good? Philly Shine Radio.
I be dripping in the cut, these niggas hating on the buck. Come try to run, I think it touched my niggas strapped up in the tuck. And all this bullshit get no fuss, these bitches fucking for a check. Cause ain't no fighting, ain't no fuss. Check the checks, I don't do bluff. Hey.
I like that. Fuck this beat up. Uh-oh. That mean you gotta come up. You gotta come in. Come on, Nas. It's like a little cipher. Don't let nobody hear y'all mean on empty bars.
Bitches hate man at me. Cause I used a strategy. So that she was mad when she couldn't catch a snack with me. I'ma keep it real, talking about that little bit's netted. I spend money on my brothers, now I'm seeing why they mad at me. Anything my niggas want, they can have it. Take them to the mall, then I tell my niggas grab it. My money lived alone, got it buried in the casket. Trying to run up on squat, my niggas let you have it. Let us set a step on like a game, it's when it's lagging. My youngest in the field playing corners like it's mad. Yeah.
I gotta bring the beat back again. Oh, shit. This is lit. This is lit.
For
that hunger.
All my niggas strapped up with them Glocks, 30s and extensions, getting money. What I do, designer on my feet, I'm dripping. Catch me in the club, send me icy. I'll be fucking flexing, trying to get the ghost with the stars about my mama mansion. I ain't had nobody on my side, so nigga, fuck your feelings. All I ever dream about is money, nigga, how to get it. Niggas always talk tough, approach them, watch them get timid. If a nigga try to sneak me, nigga, I'ma get them missing. Got 50 shots up in a rental while I'm headed home. One hand, two pints of the lean, now I'm on the road. Got three smokers and four fiends trying to call my phone. I was always by myself, nigga, all along.
Right.
I really pop the tags. I really do the dash. I really flex on these niggas just to make them mad.
Right.
If we ain't cool, don't be asking me to match. And if it ain't true, nigga, don't be wasting breath.
Right.
Cause I'm the type of nigga to stay to myself. Cause all these niggas faking, all these bitches want your wealth. When you down and out, ain't nobody wanna help. But when you up, they just wanna fix it up and shut, yeah.
I like that.
It's time to whip it back. I'm just living like in a movie animation with a movie theater in a jacuzzi. You can two pop me. Better passenger got a Uzi. One that baby with good hair. So she gonna talk to I be on my own block. Trying to get my own block. Always showing love. Send that players up my phone pop. Niggas in the field living fantasies like long shot. Pay me for a brick. I bet you I can make it song hot. Them niggas tend to your brothers. It was family and not. Niggas coming around and started claiming the block. And if it's deep in the deep because he playing with blocks. I'm talking 30 for 30. We can go there with shots. We love getting this green. So be whipping the pots. They like Nas. Why you never push your brothers on the frame? And my brothers are my hitters. They don't really like attention. When it's wartime, my brothers, they be.
Oh, listen. Brothers probably spitting. Oh, you know. Don't sit on your brothers. Let's get it popping. Philly Chime Radio.
I'm the beehive on this bitch and I start flowing. This bitch freaky in the sheets. I hit her once and then she going. Niggas lying through their teeth up on the gram. They steady posting. I be smoking on that gas. Yeah, I'm so hot. This shit is cold. Niggas fake. Talk about they man's ball up in they face. Fuck the janks. Boy telling me to watch out for them snakes. What they say. Niggas cap and snitching. All up on them chase. Staying safe. I be dolo. I can tell them niggas hate. I be feeling the these niggas hating on the buck. I'm trying to run up in the trust. My niggas strapped up in the truck. And all this bullshit get no fucking bitches. Fucking forge.
All right. We see the hunger. That's enough. Y'all got to pay for the rest, okay? Y'all got motherfucking to pay for the rest. You know what I'm saying? That's all y'all going to get, for real, for real. That was lit. Round of applause on that shit. That's really good. I like the energy between you two. I'm looking forward to you sending me the exclusive. You know what I mean? This is part one. You know what I'm saying? This is part one of Philly Chime Radio. And get a chance to get to know who Rock is. I hope you guys check them out.
Official Rock.
Rock. Underscore.
You can Google me too.
Official Space. Underscore ROK18. Now, what's your Instagram, Nas?
Nas.2300.
And of course, Wild Ash Wild. Listen to Live Wild, $10. That's unheard of. Rooftop. $10, you can't beat that. I hope I can bring my RTM niggas out. You know what I'm saying? Maybe even bring Sean King out, because that sounds like something that he'd be into. You know what I'm saying? My girl Juicy, my girl Chantel Marie, maybe even Sharon. You know what I'm saying? That's a Saturday night, right?
Saturday night.
9 p.m.
until.
Not until, so it means. And special Uber code for anybody who gets two. You know what I mean? Y'all mistake a piece of chicken for a piece of chicken.
Yeah.
No.
Live loud,
responsible. Live loud, responsible. So, and make sure you get home. No DWI, no DUI. But we're going to close out the show with FC Thug featuring Luke, Official Luke, Secret Admirers on all platforms. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. RTM, Empire, Rock Nation doing their thing that's related to music. Please follow ST Thug, and I mean on Instagram, and Top Floor underscore LUT. Follow Chantel Marie, SHANT underscore MARIE. Wait a minute, two L's. Chantel underscore Marie underscore Joy King Empire on all platforms, all social media. Everything. And we're going to get y'all exclusive joy. Get it in my email right now. I definitely want to take some pictures.
You miss me. Will you throw it up around? You miss me.
You never coming back to the interview again, Armin. We're going to be like, you're not allowed past this door. You stay on that side.
What are you talking about?
Huh? What am I talking about? Oh, I can't answer questions because you know personal shit about me.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
What were you talking about?
See?
But even you impressed, your impression was just like, not me. Take my photo. I don't care. You can do everything you want. I don't have the song.
Tell me a story behind me.
So the design is based off of
cannabis brand. First of all, I'm Army. I'm a fashion guy first.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I work at a company, they're called Alive Views. Basically, they allow you to create your own design.
Things?
Yeah. So I created the design, picked out the subject. I really like old school, like 70s retro basketball. And then everything you see here is what I have.
Yeah.